producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you across this fabulous nation. Democracy in action, or is it? So, results season, full swing, second state. Are you going to be stunned by the results? I think not. It didn't take a mad scientist to figure out what was going to happen in New Hampshire. Justin Duckham from Talk Media News, after a very long day, so gracious to jump on with us. Hey, Justin, how are you? You must be exhausted.
I'm doing fine, and it's great to be here. How are you doing?
Excellent. So, you know, you and I talked heading into New Hampshire as to what was going to happen. Bernie Sanders beats Hillary Clinton and then announces, hey, donate to Bernie because I don't go the way of the super PACs, and I'm counting all of you for what you've been able to do. So shocked that Sanders won, but by a pretty overwhelming majority, it seems, huh?
Yeah, exactly. This is about a 60 to 40% majority, so a pretty huge win on Bernie Sanders' part. You know, very impressive considering this was a state that Hillary Clinton took back in 2008. This was something that was sort of clear for quite some time, but the Clinton campaign had nevertheless decided to stay in New Hampshire following their very narrow win in Iowa to try to come away with at least, you know, some positive news here. It doesn't look like that was money well spent or time well spent for that matter. And now there is some serious concerns over how Clinton can really reestablish herself going forward, since there really seems to be some, you know, huge errors going on with the campaign right now that's sort of symbolized by the apparent, you know, energy gap that it's, you know, between both candidates right now.
So we look at the other side, too, and we look at Donald Trump, and Trump was all over New Hampshire, and there was obviously some money spent there. What did Trump have to say about his victory?
Trump, of course, promised that he was going to, you know, every say make America great again. You know, he kind of went through his traditional checklist promising, you know, big things coming from the Trump White House and whatnot. This was a very much, you know, different night for Trump than we saw during the Iowa spectacle that he had the last time around. You know, essentially we're seeing Trump trying to reestablish himself as the dominant GOP figure that he has been for the majority, you know, if not a vast majority, of this entire election campaign cycle. You know, Trump, of course, was sort of, you know, the easy favorite here. He was predicted to win by a pretty big margin, and that's coming out pretty pretty accurately this evening. But, you know, the larger story, of course, has been who is taking the number two spots. And that really is where the story gets interesting.
Yeah, so let's talk about that. The number two spot, the number three spot, what happened there?
Yeah, well, in the number two spot, we had John Kasich taking that pretty comfortably, which was, you know, pretty interesting at around, I believe, 16%, with about 81 precincts reporting. You know, this is pretty interesting. John Kasich is sort of a custom-made candidate for New Hampshire, somebody who's moderate, somebody who is, you know, sort of a no-nonsense-like figure. Following that, we had Ted Cruz coming in third place, doing pretty well, better than a lot of people expected in the state. That doesn't really reflect his sort of evangelical base. Beyond that, we had Jeb Bush surprising a lot of people by coming in fourth, you know, showing that he probably still does have at least the campaign left, you know, surprising a lot of people and leading to some murmurs that he could continue to be effective despite being written off by a good chunk of the, you know, press and the electorate. And then Marco Rubio coming in fifth, something that a lot of people did not expect. There was a lot of buzz around Marco Rubio earlier this week, or in last week, rather, you know, predicting that he was going to come in a comfortable second place, was going to do very well here, and then was going to consolidate his support and, you know, sort of build on the third place win he took in Iowa. That doesn't necessarily seem to have materialized. He was hit pretty hard by a poor debate performance on Saturday night, and now he's struggling with the path forward, you know, going into South Carolina.
So what happens from here? Yes, South Carolina is next. So what do you think will happen in South Carolina based on what you've seen? Can we even read the tea leaves here, especially for the Republicans?
I think it's going to be a little bit too soon to say. You know, South Carolina can be an outlier in a lot of these instances. The last time around, it ended up going for Newt Gingrich, of all people. This was one of, you know, two states, that in Georgia, that he ended up winning. So I think it's probably a little bit too, you know, soon to say. But this is a state that does have a pretty big evangelical population, which gives Ted Cruz a pretty good boost. This is a state that on paper would look like it was custom made for Donald Trump, but it doesn't necessarily seem like a state that he's doing particularly well in as of right now. And it also is a state where, you know, Jeb Bush has been putting a lot of investment. He, of course, got the endorsement from, you know, Lindsey Graham. And if there's a lot of sort of discussion about his campaign coming back, he's going to try to remain competitive over there. So it's too soon to really read too much of the tea leaves right now. But, you know, there are a lot of people right now who are, there are, you know, plenty of candidates right now who are really using South Carolina to try to, you know, indicate some kind of bellwether right now, which is, you know, kind of hard since there's no real clear, you know, alternative to Donald Trump right now, which is making quite a few Republicans nervous.
So you don't see anybody dropping out, do you, on the Republican side?
Well, Chris Christie indicated tonight that he is going to return to New Jersey and try to figure out what is next for his campaign. We know, of course, that that is generally sort of an indication that they are no longer planning on being in the race. You know, I think after New Hampshire, there are a good number of candidates who probably just aren't really going to be able to make the case. Chris Christie is one of them. He is somebody who, you know, sort of bet it all in New Hampshire and then came up, you know, with about 8% of the vote, not doing very well. You know, Carly Fiorina had a lot of buzz here in the early days. You know, there's a lot of people we spoke to, you know, who didn't seem to be very pleased with her being excluded from the Fox News debate. But she instead only came with about 4%. So it looks like, you know, she is possibly somebody who could drop out, since it no longer looks like the state is going to be working in her direction. And, of course, there's just a lot of people watching Ben Carson, just wondering what exactly he's still doing in the field and kind of, you know, just waiting for him to exit as well.
Boy, it's interesting times, no question about it. And I think for the two Democrats, it's going to be wild to see what happens the rest of the way, because Bernie Sanders, I don't believe, is going away. Do you think he is?
Oh, absolutely. No, I think Bernie Sanders is you know, in this. I think there are some candidates who are pretty much in this for, you know, some other purpose than, you know, practical reasons. I think Bernie Sanders is in this because he is, you know, sort of a message candidate. He is somebody who is sort of diehard with his message and is also realizing that he has a very good chance of actually securing the nomination if it, you know, continues ending up like this in a state like New Hampshire, which isn't really, you know, known for taking big political risks. So I think he's going to be around for quite some time, just kind of like how I think Carson and some others who are sort of on the Republican side are probably going to be in the field for quite some time, either more out of principle than anything else.
Are you going to be there for South Carolina?
You know, that's actually still up in the air. I'm still trying to figure out my, you know, talking to news budget. I think I'm probably going to be down there. Maybe me and, you know, our correspondent, Lori Lewis, but that's that frankly is actually still up in the air. But I'm going to try to make that pitch.
Awesome. Make that pitch. We'll make it for you. Excellent job, as always, Justin Duckham. Get some sleep. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Kate. You have a good one.
You too. So you could tell, you know, it's obviously been great job by Justin. It's been a long, long day because it started early in the morning. And we knew pretty much what was going to happen with the Democrats, right? Bernie Sanders. But the margin is interesting. 60% to 40%. Trump takes it 35%. Kasich second with 16%. Cruz with 11%. Meet you on the flip side.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. 303-403-4885 or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Tell me what you celebrate. It isn't hard to do. Do you love me? Do you love that pain? Exposing the brick, they're crumbling a bit. Do you love the bees? Fly over our heads, race into the woods.
Kate Delaney back with all of you. Talking about the results. South Carolina is going to be super interesting, needless to say. Not that we didn't expect it would be. Of course, this is what we've been talking about, and it just happened. It happened the way we thought it was going to happen in New Hampshire. A little bit different than what we thought in Iowa. In Iowa, I figured that Hillary Clinton probably would have had a little bit of a bigger edge over Bernie Sanders. And, I mean, yeah, a handful of votes. Let's toss the coin. And, which I'm not making fun of that, but it was that close. And then the other side of things where Trump didn't win it. And Ted Cruz came in first, and Trump could not even come close. So South Carolina becomes another battleground spot, that's for sure. In the meantime, and we'll talk about more reaction, and if you want to react to what happened, absolutely, you know the digits, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283, but there are a couple of things that happen, like news from Flint about how much money they need. It's a shocking price tag, but it's not, I don't think it's a surprise based on what happened with the pipes there. And then the other thing is executive actions and the president. This president likes executive actions. Other presidents have certainly used them as well. It's just not quite as many as Obama has. This is his last farewell, though. And when you're the president and you're a two-termer, this is the gift of being the two-term president. You come to the tail end, you're under a year of your reign, I'll call it, and it's about legacy and it's about what you want to put forth And certainly that's what we're seeing. So the president's newest executive order, what do you think that surrounds? At first, when you know how to get all these crazy texts during the day, you probably get cool texts like, hey, meet me at Sonic for a double cheeseburger and a malt. I get texts like, you're not going to believe what happened. And then, like, it drops off. And I think the apocalypse has hit us, and I'm just waiting in my bunker, or waiting to find out where Pete's bunker is, because mine's not quite as good, Pete, who calls us in Texas. But Obama wants to get rid of what he's calling outdated government systems. So the White House says it's working to increase the security of the federal government's computer and data systems after all these hacks. We just had another one at pretty much every agency. Name an acronym, and I can tell you whether they were hacked or not. So the president signed this executive order establishing a federal privacy council to make sure all the administrative branches are using the best, most secure practices when safeguarding individual employees' information as well as government data. Doesn't seem like common sense. Don't we have already some committee that looks at this? I guess not. So the president has to take up an executive action since nobody has bothered to share that? Oh, well. And in his annual budget proposal, the Prez included $19 billion for cybersecurity in the federal government, $3.1 billion to replace the IT systems that are difficult to secure. And they said they're doing this systematic review of where the government can reduce the use of Social Security numbers as identities of citizens. So I wonder where that would be. Also in the plan, more training, recruiting programs for the government to attract experts in preventing cyber breaches. So that means any of you that speak on cybersecurity, you know, I'm a speaker too, any of my fellow speakers out there, work. Federal government work. You have piles of paperwork to go through, but there's some work there for you because they're looking for a few good experts. We went through this with, remember, the Affordable Care Act. Bottom line is it's about cyber security. And certainly with all the hacks that have happened, yeah, I'd say, boy, something has to happen. Has to happen. All right, since we're talking about elections and results and New Hampshire now in the books, I saw a really funny story that I have to share with you. You know, here's the deal. When you're pronouncing hockey players' names from who knows where, places you can't even pronounce, it's one of the perils of doing sports. You know, phonetically spell it out. Or when you have somebody's name to pronounce is very difficult, or there's a word that just gets caught in your throat. Trust me, with all the talking I do, it happens. It happens to me. But I was reading this great story about MSNBC and one of the anchors at MSNBC who couldn't pronounce Bernie Sanders' name. And I thought, well, I don't know. It doesn't get much easier than that. Smith, Sanders, yeah, I don't know. Here's what happened. The polls closed in New Hampshire, and all the major networks declared Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump the winners. A pair of TV newscasters on different sides of the aisle inadvertently revealed how much they needed to take a break and get some water. Accidentally, Megyn Kelly, who is the bullseye of Donald Trump, the arch nemesis, called Vermont's Democratic Socialist, the most famous one, Bernie Sandals. Yeah, Bernie Sandals. I mean, she's probably exhausted. That's what I'm thinking, because I've certainly heard her say the name correctly. And then you got to love this. MSNBC's Chris Hayes called Bernie Sanders Bernie Sandwiches. I don't know, sandals, sandwiches, it happens. Look, I've had people butcher my name. Delaney, Delani, Delancey. Seriously. I don't think my name gets much easier. I think these were just tired, silly mistakes, but pretty funny that they came out the way that they came out, right? Sandals and sandwiches. And they almost match with kind of the hippie image that some people have of Bernie Sanders. I thought that was one of the funniest things I'd seen in a very, very long, 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 long time. So, as the president makes the bid for, we got trashy old systems, we got to do something about them, in Flint, Michigan, they're making the case for, we need your dough. They ought to do a telethon. I mean, no kidding. I said this before. When it happens to you, you're in shock. I can't believe it. My township, my peeps, they weren't watching what happened. And now I could have lead poisoning? Are you kidding me? Whenever it happens to you, oh, then it's really big, right? When it's somebody else, gosh, it's terrible. We rubberneck. Oh, it's awful. Jeez, I can't believe this. Did you hear what happened? So the mayor is saying the pipes to fix the kind of the pipes that they have to fix, it's going to be at least $55 million, the Flint mayor. Just give us your money because we need money. They got to replace those lead pipes. I mean, what are they going to do? It's a water crisis. So now they're partnering with Governor Rick Snyder and trying to figure this out. But that's what the public works staff and the experts from the Lansing Board of Water and Light came up with. They had a meeting on Monday saying that if they remove 13,000 lead pipes in Michigan's capital over 12 years, that's what it's going to cost. The kind of coordination that you'll have to do to make that happen, they say they're going to work with the University of Michigan Flint and FEMA to study old maps and handwritten city records to create digital ones to determine the location of the pipes, then compare with water testing results to target the priority areas and best protect the Flint residents. Sounds like a treasure hunt to me for lead pipes. Yikes. Stephen Kelly, free money guy, coming up around the bend.
Miles and miles, cool and cool, and all I want to do is hold you in like oxygen. Breathe you as a monument.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacro wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled sacrowedgy.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacro wedgie.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
If you want fresh, healthy drinking water anytime, anywhere, when traveling, during outdoor activities, or in emergencies, you need the revolutionary Berkey Light System. It removes organic chemicals, pharmaceuticals, viruses, bacteria, cysts, and parasites, chemicals, unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury, while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light System processes up to 96 gallons of clean, fresh water per day and can be upgraded to 192 gallons per day. And get the Berkey PF2 fluoride reduction filters. They last for up to 1,000 gallons and extract fluoride, arsenic, and heavy metal ions from your water. Get the Berkey Light System, along with the PF2 fluoride reduction filters, a $297 value for only $262, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Save $35 now by asking for this special offer. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Is talk to Stephen Kelly, Free Money Guy. He's got a fabulous book out. You need to get this book. It's called Tell Me When You're Going to Die, and I'll show you how well you can afford to live. And I think that pretty much says it all right there. Stephen, how are you? Are you doing okay with the weather?
Oh, yeah. I like the seasons, Kate. I grew up in California. Of course, we had four seasons there, earthquake, flood, fire, and drought. But they weren't the same, you know?
I understand completely they weren't the same. You're so funny. So as you know, says somebody who's weathered different professions.
Was that a pun?
Yes. Do you get it? Weathered different professions? One of the things that you talked about that had so much impact on the listeners is when you talked about, hey, I went bankrupt and I bounced back and voila, that there's this weird stigmatism about bankruptcy. So a lot of times people work for companies and they have a 401k and they're not paying attention to what's happening there. Then a lot of times it rolls off because they start their own business, they go to work someplace else, or just the fact is they retire, but they don't pay attention to what's actually happening the entire time. I call it the sauce, the 401k sauce, with the market's fluctuations while they're in it. And that's a big problem, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. The first thing you mentioned there, and I've said this before, we attach such really weird things to our money. You know, there's this sense of moral turpitude about someone who's not successful with their money, or someone who's been bankrupt, or someone who hasn't managed to accumulate a lot. And, you know, the fact of the matter is, Kate, since 1980, pensions have disappeared. We have been pushed into a market that we don't understand. When in 1980, there were about 10 million investors, people in the country that owned stock. By 2000, that had gone to 100 million people because of 401ks. And that 90 million people, they were working stiffs like you and me. These were not investors. They didn't understand what they were doing. But now suddenly we're responsible for... And, you know, the market, the Wall Street glommed all over it. They saw an opportunity. They saw what was going on. This matching and the payroll deduction, it's the best thing that ever happened to Wall Street, because what you have now with a 401k is essentially a situation where you're a captive to your plan custodian. Think about it. All you can do is determine, yes, I'm going to participate. No, I'm not going to participate. Where within the funds and opportunities that somebody else sets up for me, I'm going to put my money, and I can't touch it until I'm 59 and a half without huge penalties. Now, what's that set up? That sets up, and I'm going to let this money flow right out of my paycheck directly into this fund, which I have no idea how many fees or how big the fees are, and they're huge. I have no idea really what the tax consequences are of deferring and taking them out later, and those consequences can be huge, and they can be very negative. One of the things people don't really think about with their 401k and IRA is once you start taking that, that's ordinary taxed income. And that ordinary taxed income can affect other things. For example, it can pull your capital gains into ordinary tax. It can cause your Social Security now to be taxed. And with the marginal tax rates we have, it can cause, you know, you can set yourself into a situation where, and we should probably talk about this someday, where just the next dollar that you spend, it doesn't get taxed at your current rate, but gets taxed at a rate much higher than what you're currently paying because of all the other stuff it pulls into the taxable window, if you will, or the taxable state. So people don't think about this. And one of the things they really don't think about is the impact of market losses on their 401k, and that's what I thought we could talk about today. If you had $100,000 in 1999 in your 401k, and you just let that ride out till the end of 2011, you would have $106,000 at the end of 2011. If you were tied just to the S&P 500. So think about that. Over a 12-year period,
right,
you made $6,000. Now, assume then that you were contributing $6,000 a year between you and your employer, okay?
Right, right.
So if I put $6,000 into my little calculator here that I created, now I have $193,000. And everybody says, wow, look at this. I'm making all kinds of money. But the fact of the matter is, if you went from $106,000 to $193,000, that's what? That's about $87,000.
Right.
All right. And how much did you put in? You put in $78,000. Okay. So what you're looking at, what you're seeing, is not the growth in the market. What you're seeing is what you put into the market. And that's, you know, we all do
that's
this.
That's not good.
No.
Yeah, that's terrible. Yeah.
It's terrible. It's a terrible situation. And that was the story between year 2000 and 2011. So of the 16 years of this, that which is 12 years, because I'm starting this at 1999.
Right.
So of the 16 years of this century, we've had 12 years down or just flat. Now, they haven't stayed flat. I mean, you know, you've had ups and you've had downs during that period of time. So what you need to do is you need to figure out a way so that if the market starts downward, you can lock in your gains. That's the only way you can do this. You have to actually take advantage of what the market's doing. And the market goes down and it goes up. So when the market's going down, now there are things like puts, which is a type of option,
sure,
that or selling short or some other things that happen that are available for sophisticated investors to make money on the downside. I'm not recommending that. That's very technical and it's very, very risky. But maybe if we could find a way to lock, let's say we start with 100,000 and the market goes down 2 years. I'd like to not participate in that downside, right? I'd like to come out of that.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to come out of that next 2 year period with my $100,000 intact, so that as the market starts up from where it starts up, I can take advantage of that without having to make up the losses. It's the making up the losses that hurt you. This is so important that Warren Buffett's number one rule, he's very famous for this. Rule number one, never lose the money. Rule number two, see rule number one. That's the most important thing you can do as an investor, is never lose any money. It's so much more important than the gains.
Yep.
So if we can put you in a strategy that when the market goes down, you won't lose a cent, but then when the market goes back up, you have the ability to take a percentage of the upside, you're much better off than if you are in a situation where you're exposed to 100% of the gains and 100% of the losses. And so this is what we try and do for people. And there are those things out there. There are devices out there. There are products out there. There are strategies out there that do just that. But unless you can figure out a way to lock in your gains and eliminate losses, then you're never really going to get ahead, especially when you start taking money out. Because if you flip that $6,000... from a deposit every year to a withdrawal,
mm-hmm,
then by the end of that period of time, you're down to about $50,000.
Yeah, and next week, let's talk more about that next time around.
Okay.
Sounds good. All right, Stephen Kelly, tell me when you're going to die, and I'll show you how well you can afford to live. Pick up the book. It's just terrific stuff. Free Money Guy. They can also go to your website, right? Tell them how.
Yes, they can. It's freemoneyguys.com. Or they can call me at 844-4-FREEMO, 844-4-FREEMO. We'll be glad to send them a copy of the book.
Awesome. Thanks, Stephen Kelly.
Thank you, Kate.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Your cigarette lit the feelings I've been trying to smother, and you stole my breath just before I had a chance to recover. So if it's true, I'm not for you, but my son.
Of America tonight. There's no question that Bernie Sanders did it his way, and whether they call him Sandals or Sandwich, it doesn't matter. He won a state he should have won in a hotly contested battle with Hillary Clinton, although he blew her out. In New Hampshire, 60% to 40%. Here's Bernie Sanders.
Thank you, New Hampshire. And now it's on to Nevada, South Carolina, and beyond.
All right. He was excited. His voice, hoarse, people were screaming. He definitely has some momentum happening, and the Bernie Sanders campaign is revved up. Without a doubt. In the meantime, it was all about Donald Trump on the other side. And Trump really heading into this seemed like he held all the cards. And sure enough, he did. So the Trumpster outfoxes everybody, wins New Hampshire. Kasich, the governor of Ohio, comes in second. And from there, it pretty much went down the line, meaning, you know, Ted Cruz and, well, we'll just tell you the percentages. For Republicans, you know, you had Donald Trump, 35%, John Kasich 15%, Ted Cruz at 11%, Jeb Bush at 11%, Marco Rubio 10%, Chris Christie 7%, Ben Carson 2%, oh yeah, Carly Fiorina 4%. You would think at some point Chris Christie may drop out. How long does Carson stay in? Carly Fiorina, same thing. How long do they stay through as you continue to move down the list of states and go through the process of being nominated as the Republican representative to run for president? Eventually, those that aren't getting very many votes will have to say c'est la vie and head off into the sunset, and that's that. Trump, now that he is being considered a serious candidate, of course he is. He was neck and neck in Iowa. He leads in so many polls, and then he wins in New Hampshire. Has been asked about flushing out some of what he says he's going to do as president. So he's been asked about the wall in Mexico and how much would it really cost and would he really bill the Mexicans for it? And he said he's crunched the numbers, and the wall that he says he's going to build to keep illegal immigrants out of the United States is going to cost $8 billion. He did an interview on MSNBC on Tuesday, and he said that's a tiny fraction of the money that we lose with Mexico. I'm just multiplying the number of miles by a certain number. It's a very simple number. I'm very good at that. So he said, what we're doing is we have 2,000 miles, not 13,000 miles like they have in China. And of the 2,000, we don't need 2,000. We need 1,000 because of natural barriers. And I'm taking a price per square foot and a price per square mile, and it's that simple calculation. And that's what he's saying. Because just the other day, former President Felipe Calderon slammed the Trumpster, promising that he's completely crazy and forget about building it, and they certainly are not going to pay the price in Mexico for any sort of a wall. Somebody said to me in a very sarcastic way, you know, there's that bump bump waiting for the punchline, that wouldn't it be great if he could get the Mexican nationals to do the labor and that Mexico could pay, but they could also help their own people. And, you know, what I think about Mexico, it's interesting. It's similar to saying that Mexico has the have and the have-nots. There are some incredibly wealthy people in Mexico. In fact, one of the wealthiest men in the world, Carlos Slim, lives in Mexico City. And who knows, he probably has houses all over Mexico and some of the gorgeous spots along the coastline. But there is very much the haves and the have-nots on display there. So it's interesting to me, no matter what we're talking about, I don't care who's wearing the label, whether it's a Democrat, an independent, a Republican, but whenever anything slightly critical of Mexico is said, or anything about shutting down illegal immigration or trying to maintain a sense of who's coming in and what we're doing and how are we handling it, boy, the hackles get up with the people who used to be in office in Mexico and the people who are in office. And I don't understand, because, you know, basically we're bordering a third world country, but a third world country that has a heck of a lot of really, really wealthy people, certainly in the interior and some of the outlying areas too as well. But I'm going down a rabbit hole. I don't want to go down a rabbit hole. If you want to chime in, remember, you're always entitled to step up. I don't care what stripes you wear. 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283, or you can flip me an email. We always go into our mailbag at least once a show, and that's americatonight.net, americatonight.net. I think part of the story is Kasich. I mean, how about Kasich, who, personally, I like some of what the governor of Ohio has to say. He seems to be, I know he's not hardcore, hard right turn, but he talks about programs, and I checked some of the programs that he's talked about that they've worked on in Ohio, and they check out when I'm fact-checking them. And he tries to work with Democrats in his state. Of course, working with Democrats in your state versus being the president of the United States is a little bit different. But his second place showing, what a huge rise from the low showing he had in Iowa. I mean, he really put a lot of effort into New Hampshire. He held 106 town hall meetings across the Granite State. 106, that is insane-o. He did get smashed with some negative ads, specifically from former Florida Governor Jeb Bush, challenging his conservativeness. And Kasich said, you know, now we're conservatives here. We believe government is a last resort and not a first resort. And maybe we're just turning the page on the dark part of American politics, because tonight the light overcame the darkness of negative campaigning. So he took his shot. He's definitely a long shot, but that had to give him a little bit of a boost to come in the way he did. Now, that's why South Carolina especially is so interesting with the numbers that I just told you about. If you hadn't heard them, think about what that would be like heading into South Carolina, and especially in the rearview mirror now, Iowa first, and then what happened in New Hampshire, a much different kind of result. So they also ran, some of them get sort of new life, and others, it's pretty decisive. I can't see Chris Christie. I mean, how much money are you going to blow before you step away? Christie, do you see him winning in South Carolina? How far ahead does he go and stay? I think that ship has sailed. He needs to walk back across the bridge because there's a bridge between Chris Christie and the voters. And perhaps Christie's attack on Marco Rubio, as some are suggesting, helped Trump. So this is a big win for Trump, because it would have been brutal coming off of Iowa if he hadn't won New Hampshire. But it could be the fork is in Chris Christie. He may just stay in New Jersey and not even make it to South Carolina. Hey, thanks for listening to this hour of ATN.
What you say, honey, it's what you do. I never get the time. I'll bring it back to you, and we can take time all the time that we need. You bring around.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.